This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Bob Mueller says some private case files used in disinformation campaigns to discredit the Russian investigation, but that's not all. McConnell blasting the House bill that makes Election Day a federal holiday. Why not, Mitch? I think it should be a federal holiday. Welcome to Kate Delaney's America Tonight. And right at the top, we have the grand dame of information of all sorts, particularly when we're talking about Washington, D.C., from Talk Media News, Ellen Ratner. Ellen, should Election Day be a federal holiday?
Well, I think it should. I would agree with you. But, hey, you know, you and I might be in the minority. And Mitch McConnell obviously thinks that this is a Democratic cabal.
Exactly. Because here's the thing. Then the excuses of I can't vote, because I think it's appalling, the voter turnouts. I always have such high hopes, and I'm always disappointed from the time I turned 18 and could vote.
Well, the fact is that if you gave people the day off of work or made it a holiday, somehow more people would vote. That is just the facts. But, you know, Mitch McConnell doesn't think so, so it's probably not going to pass, and it would have to pass in a veto-proof majority, because my guess is that Mitch McConnell has the ear of the president who would veto it.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so Bob Mueller and this private case files that were used in this disinformation campaign, what's this story about? Flush this out for us. It's strange.
Well, that's a very good question, and nobody really knows what that is about. All we do know is that the Mueller investigation will probably wrap up very, very quickly, and now the issue is whether the attorney general designate, who was the attorney general at one point, will actually make Bob Mueller's report public. And that is the big question, as to whether he will or not, and whether he will redact part of it. So that is really what's dominating the conversation right now.
Yeah. I saw an interesting headline. As you know, there's so many Democrats that are coming out and declaring they're going to run for president. Jokingly, one of my friends said, you should just say you're going to run for president. You can say you ran for president, which, ha-ha. But the Congressional Black Caucus is going to really have a tough decision on whether it's going to be Cory Booker or Kamala Harris. What do you think?
That is, well, what everybody is saying, that there is going to be a big problem now. Cory Booker has not yet declared, so we really don't know. The Black Caucus obviously would have to choose between one of the two. And we don't know if Cory Booker is going to run. So far, he's made some noise behind the scenes, but no public noise. So we don't, you know, we have no idea whether he's going to run or not. My guess is he's running, and the Black Caucus is going to have to make a very difficult choice. However, Kamala Harris, even though I'm not a big Kamala Harris fan, is a woman, and this is the year of the woman.
It is the year of the woman, absolutely. So while we see what happens on the sidelines, here we are in 19, and how it's all going to flush out eventually with town halls and who ends up being the Democratic nominee, 72% in one of the recent polls think that the president and Congress is going to fail to reach a border deal. Does this hurt the press?
Well, I don't know that it hurts. Are you the president or the press?
The president.
Oh, the president. Well, you know, the point is that he's also trying, the White House put out something today about the border wall, saying that it's going to prevent child abuse and, you know, using young children for sex trafficking, et cetera. Well, the fact is they put a guy in prison for life. Who was a professor, and because he was child trafficking. So why aren't we going after the traffickers? Why are we saying, oh, well, this wall or this whatever is going to help prevent child trafficking in the United States? We don't know that that's going to be the case.
Yeah, we don't know. Absolutely. When we see what's happening to the South, as I'm kind of bouncing around here in Venezuela, and the president, you know, obviously not backing the regime, thank goodness, because it's horrible to see what's going on in Caracas. I really don't think most people understand the significance, though. Do you?
Well, I don't. The president, as you know, spoke with the interim president, who is not Maduro, and he spoke with him, and they decided to be in contact with each other. Meanwhile, the courts have forbidden the quote unquote head of the legislature, whatever it's called over there, who is now the quote unquote interim president, from leaving the country. So my guess is they're going to try and jail him or do something. I think Maduro is not done with him. However, if Maduro does jail him or somehow get rid of him, either as a competition or as a human being or something, I think Maduro is going to be in even more trouble than he is now.
Yeah, absolutely. And then this, the Federal Reserve with its benchmark interest rate, what happened?
So basically, the Federal Reserve today said that they're not going to raise interest rates now, or it looks like in the near future. The economy is going to have to change dramatically. Meanwhile, the stock market reacted very positively to that information and went up about 500 points today. So I think that the Fed probably made a right decision in terms of the economy.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Ellen Ratner, always fun to have you on. Thanks so much for hanging late with us.
Thank you. You got it.
All right, so good stuff from Ellen. I mean, listen, she knows people on both sides of the aisle. I always say about ATN, we're here to have the conversation, left of left, right of right, somewhere in between. We're simply confused about it all. I think there are a lot of people that are confused. And we know that in 3 weeks, this is the countdown, the clock is ticking. Will we see the government shut down again? I can't imagine that, but if it's another standoff, what do? The Democrats aren't offering any money for the border wall, and you got the president who's really looking at this emergency order, which I think that's what's going to happen. Plans were laid in place in case that was going to be the decision initially. So now you got these plans, and you're ironing them out even a little bit better because you have a little more time to think about it. This is what I believe. Make the case for the emergency, especially you see the backup with all the asylum seekers and the cases are so ridiculously backed up, the lack of enough border agents, and we could go on and on in the list, and it's pretty long. There could absolutely be a case made. So with the Democrats in the House offering a border security plan that wouldn't provide a penny for the wall, ignoring it basically, saying it's a waste of time, the White House has gone in a different direction, one that they were already looking at, the National Emergency Declaration. So we will build the wall. We'll figure it out without you. We're going to find out a way to squeeze the money in a different direction, and we can do that by this emergency declaration. So there's no brokering an immigration deal. And if they don't, we don't want to see another shutdown. That doesn't make sense. But like I mentioned, time is ticking. You know how that goes. Boom, you look up and all of a sudden, here we are. It's been the 3 weeks and time is out. We'll see if there's going to be an emergency declaration. It's going to happen probably right on the day that it would expire or the day before. We come back. Make sure you meet me on the flip side. Is it too late, baby? I'll explain. Kate the Lady. Just another week in the good old USA.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
It's time to start drinking Tahibo Tea. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Every week, someone calls in with the story of another miraculous recovery. Order your Tahibo Tea now for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Call today, 818-883-7222. Again, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. All orders ship the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
What? Dig in the mailbag.
Ooh, I'm digging that jazz. It's making me think of Mardi Gras. I looked up those dates the other day. Mardi Gras, not as early as I thought. Mardi Gras hitting us on beginning of March, March 5th. But nobody wanted to talk about Mardi Gras in the mailbag. You wanted to talk about a plethora of other events that were happening across the U.S., including the Super Bowl. And for all the people that want to know about the Super Bowl and my predictions, you need to do the nail the score thing, which is coming up in our last segment this hour. Keep this number handy. Go grab a pen and write this on the back of your hand. It's better than a tattoo. It'll eventually come off. 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. It's the only time as a married man, right, you can get away with writing a woman's name on the back of your hand. And if there's any questions, have them call me, because that's the line to the show. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. But don't call now, for goodness sake, because Eric, who's jumping in for our pal Nate, will be overwhelmed with the avalanche of calls, and we're not doing Nail the Score till the tail end of the hour, our very last segment. So we got a ton to go before that. Let's dive into the mailbag. This one from Carl, who says, oh, I'm so sick of hearing about aliens, pro-illegals, not pro-illegals, what they're doing to our country. Delaney, you said it best. We had a handle on this, and we refused to deal with it decades and decades ago. So what happens? It's like burying your head in the sand like an ostrich. It gets worse, and it gets worse. And you just divide the country even more. And I always have a feeling that the politicians dance in the direction they think their constituents want them to, so they never make a false step that won't get them reelected. That's also part of the problem, right? Right. You nailed it. Absolutely. Because it is about getting reelected for the most part. We've dealt with this. We've had rallies. We've come close to, oh, maybe there's a solution. Oh, it looks like there's going to be a bipartisan deal. We're going to figure this out. And no, it is never figured out. So in one way, well, not in one way, the wicked twist of this whole thing is the idea, the provocative idea that Donald Trump threw out about the wall when he was running. Because he gets it. Listen, he's a master at getting the free press, if you will. He's a master at drafting that. And he did it in New York as a business person. He did it on TV and certainly running. So the wall, the wall, the wall. And now it is crunch time. He wants that wall. And the art of the deal says you're not stepping away from this thing unless you walk away with the wall. It will be, as I mentioned in our last segment, that emergency for sure. We've got an emergency at the border. This is what we need. Boom. This is what's going to happen. And I don't see how that stopped. So then the idea of having some kind of a bipartisan deal that, no, the Democrats aren't getting on board and the Republicans aren't going to maneuver that. It's not happening. So just wait this thing out and see where we end up. One thing you can't wait out is a sinkhole, and a lot of you had something to say about this. This is for you, Andy and Barry, who both emailed me about the sinkhole. I'll take Barry's. Barry said, what's up with these sinkholes, especially this one where it looks like it was a sinkhole that was a tunnel to a bank that turned into a sinkhole, so it was easy to figure it out. The cops just need to catch the perpetrators, but of all things in Florida where they do have sinkhole problems, probably a good disguise gone awry. Yeah, if you hadn't heard the story, this happened at the Pembroke Pines Public Works employee responded to this possible sinkhole near a place called Flamingo Road. Think Miami and flamingos, right? Used to watch Miami Vice and see the flamingos. So they respond to it, and they discovered this tunnel. It was 50 yards long, a power cord with a power cord inside, a small generator at the foot. It was 2 foot, maybe 3 foot in diameter, very small, so claustrophobic for sure. It was near a wooded area south of the bank, which is in a shopping complex across the street from the tunnel's entrance. The tunnel didn't reach the bank, but they're investigating it like it was an attempted bank robbery. They're heading toward the ATM, and that's what that shows, so they don't think they're doing it for any other reason. Isn't that crazy? And it's like a movie scene. How do you get to the money? Just figure out a way to tunnel it and grab the loot from the ATM. It would have to be more than one person, and I think they believe more than one person dug the tunnel. They'd have to use pickaxes. They'd have to do all kinds of special things. They'd have to haul away the dirt, the debris, the rock, all that. They found a small wagon that was used for that. They discovered muddy boots and a ladder and a stool. There's got to be some DNA hanging around there somewhere. Isn't that strange? They didn't get to it, I guess. The diggers or digger didn't get to their intended target. But, wow, they even put a dog down in the hole. And the FBI was out there checking it out. It's crazy. Got to get that mean green, however it happens, however. All right, this one is from Joyce, who says, Kate, I hope you've been vaccinated for the measles, especially for your listeners, I just got to say, who are living in the Washington area, since so many are anti-vaccine. I wonder how they feel about this current measles outbreak in Washington State. It's a crazy number, and it's sad to see some of these kids with the measles all over their body, and it can be quite dangerous. Yeah, you know, there's a 37 cases in this one county, Clark County, which is just across from Portland, Oregon. And then there's another one in King County, which includes Seattle. So that's it's brutal because measles are incredibly contagious. They live in that air for like 2 hours, so it can spread. Think about this: coughing, sneezing, and one out of every 2,000 children who get measles die from complications. I don't get it. And they, you know what? It's low vaccination rates there. They don't want a vaccine. They don't want to get the vaccine. And then look what happens. You know, we could really do a week's show on vaccinations, good, bad, why do people not like them because of things that have happened in the past, but not having the measles shot. I mean, they're experiencing measles in other places, too. And then you think of that, you multiply the potential of who else gets it when it's in the air. It's a huge health risk for older people, for younger people. You get that high fever, rash all over the body, stuffy nose, red eyes. Doesn't sound like a good time to me, but very scary if you had a child that came down with it. I mean, it would freak me out. And I know it's a conscious decision. I mean, are there reasons not to vaccinate? Are there reasons to go with a vaccine? A personal decision, but one that can be costly to your fellow human beings. Whew. This one is from Hal. Next week, we'll be broadcasting from Chicago for a day. I'm speaking in Chicago. Can you imagine? I think it's going to be somewhere between a balmy 6 degrees or 11 degrees. But one of the cool things I saw, and one of you saw this too, I got this from Max, who says, Kate, did you see the video of flames coming out of the tracks of the commuter rail on Tuesday? That was something they had. They set the tracks on fire. It was an idea that actually comes from gas-fed heaters that run alongside the rails and keep them warm. And they use a tubular heating system, I guess, and hot air blowers to heat up cold tracks. Yeah, because it would be dangerous. When you're below freezing, what would that do to the rail system? And it's wild to see it because it looks like the ground's on fire. And the extreme cold shrinks the metal and the rails pull apart from each other. So it's incredibly dangerous. Fire expands the metal until the two rails can be put back together again. You know, this is what happens. They become switch points, especially they get clogged with ice and snow in sub-zero conditions. So they have to use the heating system. And the crews work 12-hour shifts. They stay in the area when the heating systems are being used so they can monitor the flames. A few railroad ties maybe get damaged by the heat, but the method is safer, they say, than things that they've used before to thaw frozen tracks. Yeah, if you haven't seen it, whatever your search engine is, just look up. You got to look this up because it is wild to see it. Chicago train tracks on fire, some version of that. Put it in there, and you'll be surprised by some of that video that you get to check out. All right, as I said before, it's too late, baby, or is it? We're heading in that direction on the flip side.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A polar vortex has the Midwest in a deadly grip. 22 states registered temperatures below zero. Chicago was at minus 23. Sioux Falls, South Dakota, minus 25, and Minneapolis, minus 27. The polar vortex is putting a halt to mail delivery across at least seven states. John Clemens reports.
There will be no mail delivery in Iowa, Minnesota, North and South Dakota, portions of Montana, Wisconsin, and a wide area of Illinois as dangerously cold conditions hit parts of the nation. Due to the Arctic outbreak and the concern for the safety of employees, the Postal Service has suspended service. There's no word yet on when mail service will resume in the affected regions. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Something wrong here, there can be no denying. One of us is changing, or maybe we just stop trying. And it's too late, baby, now it's too late. Though we really did try to make it. Something inside has died, and I can't hide, and I just can't fake.
Yeah, it's too late, baby, that's for sure. When it comes to Nancy Pelosi and Donald Trump, do not think that they're going to have more than a polite adversarial relationship as this new thing swings in here in January. We know that happened once the new year came about, and we're already seeing some scorecards that are being thrown up where they've got, depending on the organization and the analyst, they've got Pelosi 2, Trump zip, or 1-1. The best odds I've seen are 1-1. So who outlasts the other? And somebody asked me that the other day. What do you think? And the answer to that question is, I mean, this is the last go-around for Pelosi as the Speaker of the House, and she agreed to that. Once this is up, that's it. She's done. She's given up the gavel. No more. For Donald Trump, let's face it, so he runs for re-election. If he is re-elected, that's it. Two terms, nothing changes that. Boof, he's done. Unless some Democrat, and there's a ton running, which could be good or bad, stops the train and the record of presidents who are winning two terms. And it seems like, why are we talking about this? We have the wall. We just talked about that. We could have another, could we really have another shutdown? Oh my gosh, we have these frigid temperatures in the Midwest that are frightening. We have Chicago setting train tracks on fire. And we have temperatures so low that one of my friends did that experiment in Minnesota where she took boiling water, threw it up into the air, and it evaporated. Poof! Right there on her back porch. Thanks to my pal Shauna for that awesome video. Just throws it up in the air. Boom! I was going to get the guys at the mothership to do that because they're right there in Minneapolis. So I was going to get them to go outside. But I don't think any of them have heavy enough coats. I don't want anyone freezing on my watch. And throw it up in the air and see what happens. Take some video of it. It's so cold that the bear would freeze too. But the beer will freeze. Boom. Just put it outside. It's cold. You got cold beer. Anything. Whatever you need. It's just like a refrigerator. It's crazy. So it's too late if you were hoping to get the mail in some places, and you might not get it for a couple of days because workers aren't delivering mail in 10 states, and I don't think they should. You know how they say neither hail or sleet or snow? At some point, you got to say enough's enough. So in the great state of Illinois, in Indiana, places where you're listening to me, Iowa, Michigan, Minnesota, Nebraska, North Dakota, Ohio, South Dakota, Wisconsin, no mail. You're not getting mail. I think a few places, but the wind chill, it's brutal. 49 below zero in Chicago, 65 below in northern Minnesota. You got to suspend that. It depends on the zip codes, I guess. You can actually go to the website and look it up and figure out, you know, why you didn't get your mail, because you fell into those digits where they weren't delivering them because the digits were so cold, right? So 212 million people, which is 72% of the U.S. population, seeing temperatures drop below zero in these today and the next couple of days. And 83 million Americans, about 25%, with the sub-zero temps at some point between Wednesday and Monday. I mean, it's actually not funny, but what can you do? You have to stay indoors and you have to avoid it, and it's really serious. Because if you don't take it seriously, that frostbite will kick in. And I'm going to get to witness it firsthand. So trust me, when I go to Chicago, I'm going to put out a video that all of you can see. I'm going to tell you where you can go and see it, and I'm going to post it. Because it's supposed to be 6 degrees or worse when I'm there, Tuesday into Wednesday. Yeah, Chicago's great. Just don't go there in the winter, because often you can suffer these consequences. And really seeing some of the people braving the temps and so bundled up, just crazy. Although Chicago looked like a ghost town. And it's too late, baby, when you go out and you're not fully armed, when you don't have those layers. And from a friend that was on Michigan Avenue briefly, 2 layers, 3 layers, not enough. 4 layers, maybe. Maybe. A big reminder, if you just tuned in and you're listening to me live, I know a lot of people, and thank you for that, listen to me through TuneIn Radio, sometimes after the fact, and sometimes during, depends on your schedule, where you're listening to me. I get it. But if you are listening, you can try to nail the score. 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. That is coming up in our next segment. And this is how it works if you've never heard of this crazy nail the score game. For fun, we got to have some fun on the show. You pick a side. The Super Bowl, the remaining game of the NFL season for all the marbles. Is it going to be the Patriots winning, or will the Rams win the Super Bowl? You just pick a team. It's that easy. It's like Keno cards. And then you tell me what you think the final score is going to be. 21-7. 38-25. I don't know. Whatever. It doesn't matter. There's no ridiculous score because we've had low-scoring games, lopsided games, just any score. And you just might get lucky. I would love for someone to clean out the prize closet, get the bragging rights, and feel really, really good as we end January. Hard to believe, right? And swing into February. By the way, for the people living in NYC who have sent me a couple of really kind of cryptic notes about this, or emails, I didn't even realize this. They're cleaning New York's harbor with 1 billion oysters. So, of course, it's been polluted. There's not marine life. And you've got people trying to figure this out. There's the Billion Oyster Project. They've worked since 2014 to rebuild the oyster reefs in all the waters surrounding New York City. So check out how this works. I never realized this. I've eaten oysters, but a single adult oyster can cleanse, they say, about 50 gallons of water a day. And I saw this story. I want to say it was like CNN Business or CNBC. And it helps protect the shores against storm surge. Remember, we saw Sandy and what happened there and rough water. So it's important. They've restored about 30 million oysters into the waters. But that's just a tiny fraction, I guess, of what used to thrive in the area and protect New York. So they think this is a resilient way, you know, a resilient approach to what's happening. And that they're seeing some promising signs develop as a result of that. How cool is that? So businesses save their oyster shells instead of throwing them out. And then they round them up. This project rounds them up. They cart them off to Governor's Island. This is a small island just east of the Statue of Liberty. You see it when you go out there. They're left out for a year. The elements cleanse them of whatever matter was there. Then they're sent to the New York Harbor School, and they're involved in the project. They grow and hatch baby oysters, then attach to the clean shells. Wow, it sounds like a big deal. And then they go from there. It actually sounds pretty interesting, right? So they had funding for it, and you've got schools getting involved with it. There's field trips there, and, I mean, who knows? Maybe it works. It's an idea, and I love that idea. Instead of just tossing the shells out, you're actually doing something with the shells anyway. So who knows? It could actually end up being something that is quite eye-popping, I suppose. And it's never too late, baby, to try to do something to preserve the island of Manhattan or just New York and the boroughs in general, because we saw Sandy. People weren't used to that in New York and New Jersey, where you had water in one of the couple of the subways, and it was terrible on Long Island, wrecked houses and neighborhoods. So it wasn't just other people dealing with Sandy. It was the people in the Northeast dealing with it, too. So if this helps, I think it's a good thing. And oh, by the way, it's never too late to do something kind for somebody who might not have that opportunity. I love, love, love the story of the janitor who gets to go to the Super Bowl and, you know, gets to experience what it's like because the team thought he was an integral part of what was happening to them, you know, seeing him day in and day out, and gifted him tickets. They gifted him some tickets. I love that. And there were others that were gifted tickets, too. So a Rams player surprised a janitor with a Super Bowl tickets. And they're not cheap. You're talking like $1,400 or more. So Rams wide receiver Brandon Cooks, good guy, gifts his favorite janitor with tickets to the Super Bowl. I think he was completely shocked, taken off guard. Like you see it, and he sort of at first had no expression, just pure shock. All right, we're talking about the Super Bowl next.
It's time to join the Tahibo Tea Club. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea is available for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222. Or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Yes, indeed it is. And if we're going to nail the score, we're talking about two teams, the Rams and the Patriots. If you listen to this show throughout the week, I let you hear what some of the players had to say. Tom Brady on aging, and yes, he's coming back no matter what. What it would be like for Jared Goff going into this one, looking at wide receivers, etc. It's going to be interesting to watch the Super Bowl unfold. I got to tell you, on paper, if I'm just purely looking at it from that point of view, the numbers, the Rams are, the Patriots are favored by just 2.5 points, and the total for the game is 56.5 points. You look at both of these teams, and you got to say, because of even what we saw during the season, this has the makings of a close game. The lines, the odds makers make those lines so sharp, there's a reason why it's 2.5 points. But, you know, there's always the potential for the blowout, and I think this feels like the potential for a blowout maybe on the Patriots side of it. Because people forget, you look at these Super Bowls, and you got to realize that the Super Bowls that New England lost, they lost by a tiny, tiny hair of their chinny chin chin in most cases. Philadelphia, awesome. Finally winning a Super Bowl, beating New England last year 41-33. very close, can you say, oops, Tom Brady? And then you go the year before where they beat Atlanta in overtime, coming back and amassing all the points that they amassed. Big, huge comeback, of course, 20-plus points. And the MVP is Tom Brady. Then you go back to 2015, beating Seattle. Seattle makes a big mistake. They almost handed that, gifted that to New England, and they'll take it, and they won 28-24. So many of the Patriot wins have been narrow wins. Think of 2004. New England beats Carolina. What was the score? 32-29. Think of 2002, 20-17, beating St. Louis. Close. So there could have been more wins even for Tom Brady, as we know. You think of the game, and I skipped this one, which was totally thrilling, but you think of the 2012 game where the Giants knocked off the Patriots, and what was the final score there? Thank you very much. 21-17. David Tyree. Oh, what a catch. Thank goodness for that helmet. So you get my drift. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. That's the number to call. Or KateDelaneyRadio.com. KateDelaneyRadio.com. If you go there, you're listening to me, and you want to levy a guess, and you cannot call, go there, click on contact, send me your guess. It will count. Usually 4 to 5 people do this a week when we do Nail the Score. This is our final Nail the Score for the NFL season, and I'm really hoping somebody pulls it out this time around. Let's go to Pete in the great state of Texas. Hey, Pete.
My favorite holiday is coming up, Groundhog Day.
Me too. I like Groundhog Day.
Over and over and over again.
Yes.
37-34, New England.
Woo! 37-34, New England. All right, well, you have fun watching that game. It's going to be interesting because that's a close one. You're right on the line. Thanks, Peter. All right, we're going to go from Texas to Maine. Sharon, how cold is it there?
Low teens, 20s to low teens.
All right, so it's not as bad as Chicago. You win.
Yeah, really.
What do you think? You like the Patriots, or do you like the Rams?
I think I'm going to be a spoiler and go with the Rams.
Rams. I like that. I'm going to be a spoiler. What's the score?
38-34.
All right. So, again,
I did a look back of the scores, and it was about 30s, 40s, 20s.
Yeah.
For both teams.
Yeah. I think the high score is right, but which way it goes, we'll see. And Pete and you have it close, that's for sure, on opposite sides. Enjoy the game, Sharon. Dan the man in Cross Plains, Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Kate. Did you get any inquiries from our little soliloquy that we had together?
I did. I got a couple of interesting emails from people who heard the conversation, and they were things like, right on, Dan. Dan and Kate for president and VP, somebody wrote me.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Well, listen, here's my guess.
Okay.
35-31, and that's with the Patriots being the winners.
Patriots. 35-31. Yeah, you're going to have some good grub. You are the cook, so are you going to cook something good for the Super Bowl?
You know what? I've been thinking about that. For Christmas, I fixed a pork loin roast, and it lasted clear to New Year's.
Wow.
Six different little ways to do it. I even included it into some of my Spanish dishes, and my God, was it good. It just fell apart, cooked it slow in a slow cooker. And talk about, just to smell it was to drive you crazy.
I like that. Now you're making us hungry. Dan, thank you. He always does that. But he gives out his recipes. So, Dan, you got to call back in again and give us some recipes. Also, a recipe and a one-liner a week. That's my challenge. Recipe and a one-liner. Let me give out the numbers again. And trust me, if you send anything to katedelaneyradio.com, click on contact, boom, let your score fly there. I will get it locked and loaded. We may get time to throw some of them on the air. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. How about Billy in Brownwood, Texas? Hi, Billy.
Hey, good evening, Kate. How are you?
I'm excellent. Do you have the winning score?
I'm going to sure give it a go.
What do you think?
I'm going to say Patriots 27 and LA Rams 20. No, wait. Yeah, 27 to 20. That's it.
Patriots 27 to 20. Cool. Are you going to be watching the game, of course?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be watching the game, hoping to win the Nell the score.
All right, Billy, thanks for the call. Awesome. Maybe you will be the winner. We right now are going to go to our fill-in, Eric, for Nathan, who, I don't know, had some disco dance he was going to or something, or he was at some pub. I can't remember. We love Nathan. And if he trusted Eric with his grip on the show, then we know that Eric must be good. Hi, Eric.
Hey,
it's Nathan. Nathan got here. Were you at a disco? That's what I heard the rumor was.
I utilized this time to make sure my car could start properly because that show was even canceled. It's pretty cold up here, guys.
Yeah, what's the temperature?
Cold. negative 17.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to give you some digits here, though. Here is Eric's score. He wanted me to give this to you, though.
Okay.
36-28, Pats. I'm going to do 31-24, Pats.
31-24, Pats?
Yeah, that's not taken, is it?
No, you got it. 31-24. I love it. Nathan, how about that? He had to work to make sure his car would start. Oh, that is frightening. I'm going to say the Patriots win it, but I think the Patriots win it by a score of 42 to 35. 42 to 35. And I was actually going to make it even more of a spread, but I'm just going to call it that. 42 to 35. High scoring. Good luck to everybody. Don't worry. If you sent me a guess, it'll be locked and loaded. Duly noted. Thanks for listening, and good luck to everyone who played Nail the Score.
I went down the football game. Went down the football game. Well, I saw the brilliant thing. I saw you and another man. I saw you.
It's time to start drinking Tahibo tea. Tahibo tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Every week, someone calls in with the story of another miraculous recovery. Order your Tahibo tea now for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Call today, 818-883-7222. Again, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. All orders ship the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com.